Thank you. Mr. Bowen.
The next 12 months, I think we have short-term challenges and long-term challenges. The first two, like Jean-Jacques said, for us at NASA, our number one short-term challenge is to safely fly out the space shuttle program. We have two more flights. Every one is difficult. They don't get any easier because you've done them before. The next challenge for us is to help facilitate a cohesive agreement within the U.S. Congress. It may seem like an American problem, but it's a problem for this community because we are the acknowledged leader of human exploration anyway. I think Mr. Perminoff even said that when we were in Tokyo. So we do feel a certain sense of responsibility to maintain our leadership, and that will require our Congress to come together and give us a meaningful budget that we can use. And then long term, for all of us, it's continuing to inspire the young people who are here in all of our nations. We have about 75 students that we have all sponsored to be at this Congress. And I had the privilege of speaking to another group of about 200 who came to the Space Generation Congress on Saturday evening at the end of their time. They are fired up. I mean, they're excited about the future, and the responsibility of us sitting on this podium is to make sure that we educate them well so that they can take over the leadership from all of us. We are not around much longer in these positions.